Farnborough, England. The middle of July. If you know the airshow calendar, you know what that means. Every major manufacturer on the planet lays their cards on the table. And this year, one of the most familiar shapes in the sky had something new to say. This is Radio Hangar, I'm Tower, and this is ATIS. Today we're talking about the Black Hawk because Sikorsky just laid out where they're taking one of the most recognizable helicopters ever built. Optional piloting, more payload, more range, and weapons kits for aircraft that were never armed before. Here's what you need to know. Before we get into it, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Let's start with the aircraft itself, because context matters here. The Sikorsky Black Hawk first flew in the mid-1970s. It entered Army service in 1979. That's more than four decades in the field. Utility transport, medevac, special operations, firefighting, search and rescue. It has done all of it. There are thousands of them flying across dozens of countries. So when the manufacturer starts talking about the next chapter for an airframe that old and that widespread, that's not a small announcement. That's a company deciding how a global fleet stays relevant for the next 20 or 30 years. At Farnborough this year, the team at the Aviationist sat down with Jason Wrigley from Sikorsky to talk through exactly that. And the plans break down into three pieces: optional piloting, payload and range, and armament. Let's take them one at a time. First, optional piloting. And this is the big one. Sikorsky has been flying a program they call Matrix for years now. The idea is autonomy that you can add to an existing helicopter, not a drone built from scratch. A regular Black Hawk with a flight control system smart enough to fly the aircraft with two pilots, one pilot, or no pilots at all. They've already demonstrated this. A few years back, they flew a Black Hawk with nobody on board, empty cockpit. The aircraft flew a full profile, including obstacle avoidance and cargo delivery, entirely on its own. What's new at Farnborough is the word production. Sikorsky is now talking about bringing optional piloting into the actual production line, not just the flight test hangar. That means new aircraft could roll out with this capability built in, and existing aircraft could potentially be upgraded to it. Now, why does that matter? Let me flag this next part as informed opinion. Not established fact, the logic behind optionally piloted aircraft is the mission profile nobody wants to fly with people on board. Resupply into a hot area flying in weather, or at night into terrain where the risk to a crew is hard to justify. The pitch is simple. Send the aircraft, not the people, when the mission allows it, and keep the option to put pilots back in the seats when you need judgment that no automation can replace. The headline says autonomous Black Hawk, but the headline doesn't tell the whole story. The key word Sikorsky keeps using is optional. This isn't about removing the pilot, it's about giving the operator a switch. Which brings us to the second piece, a brand new variant they're calling the U-Hawk. The U stands for utility, and the concept is a Black Hawk reimagined without the cockpit at all. No crew stations up front. That space gets converted to cargo. The result, according to Sikorsky, is a purpose-built uncrewed cargo hauler based on the proven Black Hawk airframe and drivetrain. Think about what that gives you. You keep the rotor system, the engines, the transmission, the parts supply chain, the maintenance knowledge base that hundreds of operators already have, but you reconfigure the front of the aircraft for hauling instead of flying by hand. For a military logistics planner, that's an appealing proposition. You're not certifying an all-new aircraft from a blank sheet. You're taking a known quantity and changing its job. Now the third piece. Armament, Sikorsky is offering armed configurations, and here's the important detail. Not just on new build aircraft, they're talking about arming existing Black Hawks in the fleet through kits. The Black Hawk has always been able to carry door guns. That's nothing new. What's being discussed here is a more complete weapons capability, externally mounted stores, the provisions to carry and employ a heavier, more varied loadout than the traditional utility bird. The reason a manufacturer does this is economics. If an operator already owns a fleet of Black Hawks, telling them they can add capability without buying a whole new aircraft type is a strong sales argument. You extend the value of what they already have, and that ties directly into the last thread from Farnborough. Export interests Sikorsky indicated there's real international appetite for these configurations. And that makes sense when you connect the dots. A huge installed base around the world, upgrades that don't require replacing the airframe. Optional piloting, cargo variants, and weapons kits all offered as ways to modernize aircraft that countries already operate and already know how to support. So let's bring this home. Who does this actually affect? If you fly civilian general aviation, let me be straight with you. This does not change your Tuesday. This is military rotorcraft development. It won't touch your traffic pattern or your cross-country, but this affects you if you care about where aviation technology is heading, because the optional piloting idea does not stay in a military hangar forever. The autonomy work being proven on these aircraft, the sensors, the flight control logic, the ability to fly a profile and avoid obstacles without hands on the controls, that technology has a way of migrating. It shows up first where the budgets are largest and the missions are most demanding. Then, over years, pieces of it filter down. We've watched this pattern before. Fly-by-wire, terrain awareness, synthetic vision, auto-throttle logic. Capabilities that started in military and airline cockpits and eventually found their way into the kind of airplanes many of us actually fly. So when a company that builds thousands of helicopters starts moving optional piloting from the test range to the production line, that's a marker worth noting. Not because your next flight changes, because the direction of travel just got a little clearer. The other thing we're sitting with is the philosophy in that word optional. The industry has largely stopped talking about replacing the pilot and started talking about choosing when a pilot is in the loop. That's a more honest framing, and frankly, a more useful one. My thanks to the aviationist for the reporting out of Farnborough International Airshow and to Jason Wrigley at Sikorsky for laying out the details. If you want to follow the threads on any of the stories we cover, they're collected for you at radiohangar.com. That's the picture from the show floor. An old, dependable airframe being taught some genuinely new tricks. Watch this one. It tells you where the rest of aviation is quietly headed. I'm Tower, this has been ATIS. Keep your eyes outside and your options open.